Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, in defiance of tyranny, broadcasting worldwide because of your support, I am Alex Jones,
brother,
and this is the InfoWar.
And cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They may have the four horsemen, but we got the angel of death. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very blessed to be here. Coming up, we have the solution, rising up, fighting back, resisting. But because most of you, including my wife, have seen all the news that, oh, the governor said Trump's full of crap in Georgia, why there's no fraud, blah, 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 I thought I'd actually go to some of his press conference yesterday. They don't want you to see. Here it is.
Good afternoon. COVID-19 has introduced numerous challenges to county and state elections officials as they work to keep Georgia elections secure, accessible, and fair. Given the record number of absentee ballots and narrow margin in the November 3rd election for president in Georgia, I join many in backing a hand recount and urging a thorough investigation into any voting irregularities. The Secretary of State oversaw a complete audit, which revealed significant errors made in several counties, including Floyd, Fayette, Douglas, and Walton. It is important for Georgians to know that the vast majority of local election workers did their job well under unprecedented circumstances, and I thank them for their service. However, it's quite honestly hard to believe that during the audit, thousands of uncounted ballots were found weeks after a razor-thin outcome in a presidential election. This is simply unacceptable. I've heard directly from countless Georgians. They expect better, and they deserve better. It's important to note that this audit only looked at ballots, not the signatures on the absentee applications or the signatures on the ballot envelopes. The Georgians I've heard from are extremely concerned about this, so I encourage Secretary Raffensperger to consider addressing these concerns. It seems simple enough to conduct a sample audit of signatures on the absentee ballot envelopes and compare those to the signatures on applications and on file at the Secretary of State's office. This morning, the Secretary announced his support of strengthening photo ID requirements for absentee balloting. Voters casting their ballots in person must show a photo ID, and we should consider applying that same standard to mail-in balloting. I've heard from many members of the General Assembly, and I appreciate their input and share their concern. I look forward to working with Lieutenant Governor Duncan, Speaker Ralston, and members of both bodies to address the issues that have been raised over the last several weeks. Earlier today, Secretary Raffensperger presented the certified results of the 2020 general election to my office. Following Judge Grimsburg's ruling yesterday, state law now requires the governor's office to formalize the certification, which paves the way for the Trump campaign to pursue other legal options in a separate recount if they choose. Georgia has runoff elections for two U.S. Senate seats and a public service commissioner scheduled to occur over the next several weeks. We demand complete explanations for all discrepancies identified so that our citizens will have complete confidence in our elections. In the runoff election, we cannot have lost memory cards or stacks of uncounted ballots. We must have full transparency in all monitoring and counting. Every legal vote must be counted, and the security of the ballot.
But CNN said there's no evidence of fraud. I mean, they said Biden's our president. Ha, ha, ha. We've only begun to fight globalists. Stay with us. 60 seconds, we're back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's talk about solutions right now. It was the head of President Trump's COVID-19 task force that said, this is all overblown, it's a power grab. They're counting all these other dead people of cancer, car wrecks, gunshot wounds, grounding, skydiving accidents, motorcycle accidents. They're counting all of those as COVID-19 deaths. That's confirmed. So just creating a Chicken Little scenario, he said it's time to rise up when Michigan and other states announce all the small businesses are closed, but Walmart and Target and Costco are open, and they're all making 80, 90, 100% extra profits, but you're going bankrupt. I mean, this is war. And they go, oh, it's for the children. This is cynical. This is sick. This is the establishment trying to punish us for not groveling to them. And now the head of the World Bank has said it. The head of the IMF has said it. The British Prime Minister has said it. The German Chancellor has said it. The Canadian Prime Minister came out and said, this is a lockdown for world government to teach us how to be poor and to need help from them. I mean, this is crazy. By the way, this isn't me bragging. This is the converse, or this is the other side of this thing. I got calls the last 3 days from major world leaders, major people in government, the biggest people in media. And they said, all of them said the same thing. They said, Jones, when we go to dinner parties or these big Hollywood parties or with these big events, everyone loves you now and everyone's asking about you. It's not about me. It's that I represent the resistance and people that are awake. So it's the opposite of a power trip for me. I'm just some guy who goes home, climbs in my bed, you know, goes to sleep, totally freaked out, fighting all the time. But I am the archetype like you are, the common man, the common woman, the common human in resistance. So I can tell you, the average Hollywood star, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, the average top talk show host, the average person with the top shows in the country are like, okay, why is everyone at these mountaintop events, both literal and figurative, talking about you? Because they're now realizing we were right, and they're realizing how much danger they're in. I take no pleasure in being in that zeitgeist. I am a beyond imperfect vessel. I'm like a colander. I've got so many holes in me, but I recognize it. But I have now lived to the point where the very people going along with this are scared, and they should be. Because this is a post-human system being built. And I told some of these folks, they have kids. By the way, all people that call me have children. That's why these globalists don't have children. Another thing is, if you haven't had children, but the point is it creates a metaphysical thing where you're tied to humanity even more, to your ancestors, and to the future, and it's just like it's a command once you have children. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it's a command. And these people are all like, I'm like, I know why you called. And they go, this happened all three times. They go, I love my children. And one person started crying and said, what do I do? And I said, get on your knees to God. I don't know what to do. I've already been through this process they've been through. I'm not that important. I'm just the focal point of this resistance. And that's why what we do here is so important, why the listeners are so important. And I'm ready to die. I'm ready to be imprisoned. I'm ready to put solitary confinement. I'm ready to be tortured for the truth. Because I realize I can't sign on to the pedophilia and the Satanism. In fact, it's a very easy... I'm not into persecution. I'm not into masochism. I don't like pain. But I'll take it. I'll take as much as they're going to give me. Because it's so short compared to eternity. Because Jesus Christ is on the other side of it. And I wish we could have stopped this. I really wish we could have. But we can't. We're going to get hurt for what we've done. Quite frankly, we deserve it. Doesn't mean Satan's right to be carrying it out. Satan's the author of it. Satan tricks us. Satan greases his skids for our bad behavior. But I want to talk now about solutions. I want to talk about solutions. Because now we're entering the scary time. And it just gets scarier from here on out. And the men will be measured. And the women will be measured. And we're all going to be measured. We're all going to be put through the fire. And I welcome the fire. I welcome the fire. Because it will cleanse us. And it will burn away the lies and separate the metal from the trash. And in that fire, we will find our ascendance. Or we will find our destruction. The real test is now here. From here on out, the gates of hell have been opened. Christ had the keys, but we ask Christ for the keys like bad teenagers to take the car for a ride and open the gate. The gate's open. And now we're going to have that experience. So let's talk about a solution. Let's talk about how you fight back. Like Dr. Atlas said, you need to rise up. We do. You need to rise up against fear, against hysteria, against this obvious scam. Let's play the first clip. This is California protest. Go to Governor Newsom's house. Here it is. The point is, that's how this starts, is recognizing the fraud, recognizing the scam. There's another clip of folks saying burn their mask at Huntington Beach. Here it is, same state, California. So take heart, my friends. They steal this from us, their doom is even greater. And I don't wish for that, but that is a real possibility. So here's another clip. This is in New York, where they try to go to gyms and restaurants and say, you can't be open, but, oh, everything else can be open. Like Newsom's announced, all of Hollywood's open. All of his vineyards have never got closed. All the big strip malls are open. Just you're closed because you're little. I mean, how obvious is that? This is war. So they finally ran off these corrupt cops. They don't worship police. The left wants to take over the police. But when cops are doing wrong, they are the enemy. Here it is. Armed men come to a gym to tell them you can't be open. No, and look, they're not wearing masks. They're out of the cult. They're done. This is all the desperate left. They're like, hey, we love Blue Lives Matter, but we're not your slaves, Bubba.
You got to go to the road.
We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply.
This is a protest, guys.
We will not comply.
We do not.
So the war has only begun. Yeah. Your business being open is a protest. You taking care of your children is a protest. You taking care of your body is a protest against Satan. The whole thing's a war against life. The whole thing is a bunch of greedy, hateful people that are so hateful they hate themselves. They project their own hate on you. Well, I tell Bill Gates and I tell Bill Clinton, you're going to meet Christ face to face. And you're going to be folded into yourself and sent to a place by yourself, your own little universe, so you can play God by yourself with no one to abuse. Because that's the real Phantom Zone, is a whole universe for you little demigods. By yourselves, you will be with yourself forever. You are cursed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Forzume tanto, vulgune razzi, piratibus ocellis, forzume amici, vulgune razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, folks, I love to talk, and I love to talk to you, and I'm very honored and blessed to be here. But I happened to be going through some Ronald Reagan clips yesterday afternoon, and I was doing some research, and I came across Ronald Reagan's farewell address. It's 22 minutes long. You just type in Ronald Reagan's farewell address from the Oval Office, and you can pull it up. I'm only going to air a few minutes of it, but compare this, because Ronald Reagan wasn't perfect, but not people that knew him. He cared about America. You know, he loved freedom. He really cared about the people. And compare him to an Obama or a Hillary. And then even to a Trump. You know, Trump wants to beat the globalists in ways he's better than Reagan. But with Reagan, there's a real genuineness. And notice all Reagan's trying to do is unify the people and make you proud of goodness. So that you're proud of what you've done and proud of who you are. You know, back then the suicide rate was 200% lower. I was looking it up. The fraction of the suicides there is now. So people felt good about themselves. I don't want you to be demoralized during these lockdowns and feel bad about yourself, whether you're old, white, black, Hispanic. Don't listen to them. You all are beautiful and God loves you. And your relationship with God is what matters. And so here's a few minutes what Ronald Reagan had to say. I just felt moved to play some of this. But I suggest you go watch the full farewell, final Oval Office address. Like, what's the exact name of this? It's President Ronald Reagan's farewell address to the nation, January 11th, 1989. Here's part of it.
My fellow Americans, this is the 34th time I'll speak to you from the Oval Office and the last. We've been together 8 years now, and soon it'll be time for me to go. But before I do, I wanted to share some thoughts, some of which I've been saving for a long time. It's been the honor of my life to be your president. So many of you have written the past few weeks to say thanks, but I could say as much to you. Nancy and I are grateful for the opportunity you gave us to serve. One of the things about the presidency is that you're always somewhat apart. You spend a lot of time going by too fast in a car someone else is driving and seeing the people through tinted glass, the parents holding up a child and the wave you saw too late and couldn't return. And so many times I wanted to stop and reach out from behind the glass and connect. Well, maybe I can do a little of that tonight. People ask how I feel about leaving, and the fact is, parting is such sweet sorrow. The sweet part is California and the ranch and freedom. The sorrow, the goodbyes, of course, and leaving this beautiful place. You know, down the hall and up the stairs from this office is the part of the White House where the president and his family live. There are a few favorite windows I have up there that I like to stand and look out of early in the morning. The view is over the grounds here to the Washington Monument and then the Mall and the Jefferson Memorial. But on mornings when the humidity is low, you can see past the Jefferson to the river, the Potomac, and the Virginia shore. Someone said that's the view Lincoln had when he saw the smoke rising from the Battle of Bull Run. Well, I see more prosaic things. The grass on the banks, the morning traffic as people make their way to work, now and then a sailboat on the river. I've been thinking a bit at that window. I've been reflecting on what the past 8 years have meant and mean. And the image that comes to mind like a refrain is a nautical one. A small story about a big ship and a refugee and a sailor. It was back in the early 80s, at the height of the boat people, and the sailor was hard at work on the carrier Midway, which was patrolling the South China Sea. The sailor, like most American servicemen, was young, smart, and fiercely observant. The crew spied on the horizon a leaky little boat, and crammed inside were refugees from Indochina, hoping to get to America. The Midway sent a small launch to bring them to the ship in safety. As the refugees made their way through the choppy seas, one spied the sailor on deck and stood up and called out to him. He yelled, "Hello, American sailor. Hello, freedom man." A small moment with a big meaning. A moment the sailor, who wrote it in the letter, couldn't get out of his mind. And when I saw it, neither could I. Because that's what it was to be an American in the 1980s. We stood again for freedom. I know we always have, but in the past few years, the world, again, and in a way we ourselves, rediscovered it. It's been quite a journey this decade, and we held together through some stormy seas. And at the end, together, we're reaching our destination. The fact is, from Grenada to the Washington and Moscow summits, from the recession of 81 to 82, to the expansion that began in late 82 and continues to this day, we've made a difference. The way I see it, there were two great triumphs, two things that I'm proudest of. One is the economic recovery, in which the people of America created and filled 19 million new jobs. The other is the recovery of our morale. America is respected again in the world and looked to for leadership. Something that happened to me a few years ago reflects some of this. It was back in 1981. And I was attending my first big economic summit, which was held that year in Canada. The meeting place rotates among the member countries. The opening meeting was a formal dinner for the heads of government of the seven industrialized nations. Well, I sat there like the new kid in school and listened. And it was all Francois this and Helmut that. They dropped titles and spoke to one another on a first name basis. Well, at one point, I sort of leaned in and said, "My name's Ron." But in that same year, we began the actions we felt would ignite an economic comeback. Cut taxes and regulation. Started to cut spending. And soon the recovery began. 2 years later, another economic summit with pretty much the same cast. At the big opening meeting, we all got together, and all of a sudden, just for a moment, I saw that everyone was just sitting there looking at me. And then one of them broke the silence. "Tell us about the American miracle," he said. Well, back in 1980, when I was running for president, it was all so different. Some pundits said our programs would result in catastrophe. Our views on foreign affairs would cause war. Our plans for the economy would cause inflation to soar and bring about economic collapse. I even remember one highly respected economist saying back in 1982 that the engines of economic growth have shut down here, and they're likely to stay that way for years to come.
All right, let's stop there. Why did I play this? Because back in 1988, when Reagan's leaving, governments are still in charge. They've got problems, they're corrupt, but they're not corporations that are totally ruthless. They're now bigger than government. And he could actually chart the world and get people to imitate America. Now it's the Chinese, it's the big corporations, it's Apple that's lobbying against rules against slave camps. I've got articles right here. These people are evil, they're bad, they're dangerous. That's why I wanted to play that, talk about what was going on 30 plus years ago versus what's happening today. All right, I'm going to get into the big globalist master plan, what the reset really means to you and your family, and how to stop it dead in its tracks straight ahead on this live Sunday transmission.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years we were under globalist control, and the traitors in both parties that sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations, and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now. and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under their great reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big stop to still sell that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Gonna take it lying down.
Don't you take it lying down.
Hold on.
No. Hold on. Hold on.
Everything should be all right.
I'll make everything.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are with God. That's all that matters. But we have free will. And many of our fellow humans have chosen Satan. So now, problems of pain. They've got to be shown. They got to be spanked. All right, let's look at it right now. Let's talk about what's currently happening right now and how to fight back against these demons. You know, the greatest failure of all of us, including President Trump, was when they cut off our communications, when they let big tech, that's 90% of communication now. People don't talk over landlines. They don't even talk over cell phones. That's only 10%. Landlines and cell phone calls, I looked it up just this morning, are about 9.7%. It's estimated a year ago. The numbers are always old. 90% of communication is on Facebook, is on Twitter, is on Google, is on Apple, or is over some telecom internet. And when we allowed AI program software at congressional hearings to come in and block what you can say and what you can do, we gave them everything they needed to make a run at our government, a run at us, a run at our economy. And they've so far, with this blitzkrieg attack they launched a year ago, have won spectacularly. Lightning war. 100% profit for Amazon. 80% profit increase the last year for all the other big techs. They are killing us. It'd be one thing if they were making great profits and everybody else got a piece of it. No. It's at your expense, and it's on record. And they sit there thinking you're an idiot going, knowing you were trained at a university, going, we're going to build back better. It's a great reset. You're going to get free stuff any moment now. Wait for it. We're sending it. And it's so cold-blooded. So, we as a civilization, we as a society have to decide, do we want to be chumps? And that's my message before I hit this news, to not the 90% that are regular listeners, that are already informed, not from me, just by their own experiences, that tune in because they resonate with what we cover. I care about the prodigal son. I care about the lost people. And, you know, I have to humble myself and say, I'm sorry, I'm not Christ-like. I should have been. I should have been more sweet to you. I should have spent time with you. I should have tried to really talk to you instead of being arrogant against you. But I need you to understand something. You're not part of the power structure. You're not part of the New World Order. You're not part of the winning team. When you're in Antifa or you're in Black Lives Matter or you're in some leftist organization, you're seen as the dumbest chumps in the world by Bill Gates, by George Soros. And it's come out from Facebook executives and Google executives that their whole mission is to make you alone and weak. And that they take pleasure in that. And so my only message to you is, there's something about the loser where they won't admit they're wrong and they won't admit they're conned. But, you know, I still care about you. Because God, my heart tells me to care about you. I know there are people out there that think this is all funny and think it's all a joke. You feel like you're only a winning team with Joe Biden, that reanimated zombie, and Kamala Harris. And you think you're running around and you're having victories. And, oh, you're on the winning team. You're not going to get a dollar out of this. You're not going to get ahead any by this. Trump was doing everything he could to, quite frankly, decadently flood your ass with money. Didn't matter if you're Hispanic, white, black, old, young. Trump flooded things. Because Trump said, why are we giving unlimited fiat currency to rich bankers and then nothing is given to the public? Why are we doing that? He said, if we're going to devalue currencies worldwide, which is an ongoing race by the bankers to bankrupt the current system, Trump said, fine, in the final act, let's just pump money to the average person. And the general public was then brainwashed to say, we don't want you to give us money. We want George Soros, who started off his adult life rounding up fellow Jews for the Nazis, who bankrupts pension funds and old people's pension funds and says he's proud of it, and you're literally signed on to this soulless entity that doesn't care about you, that is truly insane. And so I have a responsibility as a Christian. You know, if I was a globalist, I would see you and see you as an animal, see you as trash, and I would feed on you. But God's spirit leaves me if I start thinking like that. So I'm not going to treat you like that, but I will tell you straight up to your face, if you're a Democrat, if you're a leftist, if you're an Antifa, you're an idiot. Literal Count Dracula, and then Prince Philip, who runs him, and Prince Charles, who are the Dracula line, literally, this is Hungarian, Romanian, these are the dudes. For 1,000 years, these are blood drinkers. You are literally on your knees to the seed of Satan, the dragon. And you think it's going to give you milk and cookies at night. It isn't. You are fools, and you are in grave danger. And I'm begging you. I'm begging you for your own soul. We will destroy you. God's going to destroy you. I'm asking you to get off the side of Satan. I don't want to destroy you. I take no pleasure in this. I don't want to destroy you. I don't want God to destroy you. I'm just begging you, please, stop serving Satan. Turn back now. There's still time. There's still time. You can do it. You can renounce Bill Gates. You can renounce Fauci. You can renounce Ted Turner. You can renounce George Soros. And you can accept Jesus Christ. You've got to do it quickly. There isn't much time. This is such a serious situation. Please, please turn back now. God doesn't want to destroy you. God doesn't want to annihilate you. But you've got to reject the power of the earth. You have to reject Satan, or you don't have any hope. You must reject Joe Biden, telling you you're dirty and you're bad, you're all this. These people are sick. I want to come back in the final segment. I'm going to hit their COVID lockdown to take over, how to stop it, how to resist, in my humble view. And then Owen Schroyer is coming up with an amazing Sunday Live. They only have 6 minutes of ads because only local ads run. So that'll be coming up Sunday Live on all the streams. All the streams. And you'll be able to find that and share that on local radio stations, TV stations. Owen Schroyer is coming up for 2 hours after I leave you. But this is such an incredible time. And I want to thank the crew and thank everybody that's kept us on air, because this is such an amazing point in history that we're all living together. Just please reject Satan. You can do it. Break the will of Satan. Turn loose. Join Jesus. I've done it. You can do it. Join Christ now. My hand is open. I love you. I care about you. Join us. Join us for eternity. Go with life. Stay with us.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
Beautiful, Bob Marley.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption.
All right, let's go to this clip. Here's Fauci in 2017, right when Trump's elected, saying he will be challenged by a health crisis, and now they've launched it. He ran Wuhan with Bill Gates. He is the enemy. He is the author of our destruction. He should be arrested. He is Hitler.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And
that's right. That's not the full clip. It goes on to say there'll be a surprise outbreak, and it gets very, very obvious. Let's find that full clip for tomorrow. You guys are great, but that's the one you pulled up. Here is Fauci on 60 Minutes in March saying, don't wear a mask. They call this fake news. It actually gives you bacterial pneumonia. That's what the real studies he wrote, 2008, say. Snopes says it's not true. Go read the study. It is true. Again, and then learn the criminal actions of Snopes for yourself. Here it is.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks.
Yeah, so what this is cult programming, okay? So that's what he actually had to say. Now let's look at the facts. His study he wrote in 2008 said bacterial pneumonia was the main cause of death in the Spanish flu because everyone wore masks. They used to think leeches on your legs were the way to go. The truth is all of us breathing on each other, touching each other, gives us herd immunity. That's what makes us strong. Other people have already gotten an immunity. You give them your immunity. 9 times out of 10. I mean, I don't want to knock on wood here. I've had one fever in 5.5 years. One fever. And it was this January from flying on planes, a bad cough for about a week, and a fever. It was probably COVID. I was tested for COVID on Joe Rogan's show. It didn't come up. Doesn't matter. The tests only pick up a high viral load of any virus. That's on record. So it's a fraud. I mean, I can read the study. I can read. It's like, I talked to family about this. Like, how do you know that? I read the study. It's so frustrating. So, again, they told us 4% would die from this. It's less than 0.1%. They told us 2.5 million would be dead. It's 250,000. And most of those died of something else. It's a fraud. The science doesn't lie. The math doesn't lie. We've got all these epidemiologists that have come out, all these virologists, and they get censored. The heads of university, the heads of Cedars-Sinai. Because big tech wants to keep the lockdown going because their companies have had 80 to 100% profit increases because everything else is shut down. Because you run away and get shut down, they don't. I know our listeners get this, but you've got to be aggressive. I went to restaurants this weekend. I went to stores. I didn't wear a mask. I got confronted one time in a grocery store, and I said, listen, the economy's imploding. This is BS. This is a grocery store. Leave me alone. They said, actually, I know you're right. I said, tell you. So let's look at some headlines here. California exempts Hollywood movie studios from COVID lockdown restrictions, but says churches, bars, restaurants, gyms, not. Well, on a scale of 1 to 5, you get 5 Hitler mustaches. We should have a new thing there. You get 5 Hitler mustaches, Newsom. Millions of Americans ignore COVID travel warning. First vaccination is expected December 11th. Oh. And they admit you have to sign a waiver when you take it because it may make you so sick. So there are going to be a lot of COVID deaths from the vaccine. Get ready. European leader predicts COVID hell will trigger monumental populist backlash. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot defends joining crowds celebrating Biden-Harris win with her mask off with thousands of people. It's all a scam, people. And again, Newsom got caught flying out to Hawaii with hundreds of Democrats paid for by donors. With taxpayer money, not wearing masks, it's all a big scam. It's all a big joke on you. our hypocritical leaders don't even follow their own COVID-19 rules. Of course they don't. And we shouldn't leap in and like join them and like, oh, look, you're bad. You didn't do it. No, it's all a fraud. You know it's a fraud. It's an economic weapon to shut us down. Oh, but here's where the real meat and potatoes happen right now. Look at these headlines. Britons who test negative for COVID twice in a week are set to receive a freedom pass run by Bill Gates, the prime minister, announces. The global medical ID now announced. Wow. And who else is promoting it? Oh, look. Overhead shot. Xi Jinping proposes global health QR code, which you go to every restaurant now. They go, oh, we don't have menus anymore. It's a QR code. It's getting you ready for the social credit score. Demand a paper menu. Don't do it. Leave. Chinese President Xi proposes global health QR code system to revive coronavirus battered trade and travel. Oh, they'll fix to the travel. Just accept this. You'll get your money. No, you accept this. You're over. And it gets worse. World Economic Forum endorsed Great Reset seeks to eliminate currency and private property for the general public except for themselves. They say, we will bankrupt you, but don't worry, everything will be free, even though they've exploited the third world like monsters. Wow, incredible. Meanwhile, John Kerry says Great Reset is needed to stop rise in populism. The former Secretary of State says it's punishment for Brexit and America for not joining the New World Order. Wow. He's going to punish us, just like Justin Trudeau said. Oh, thank you. And the average leftist goes, punish me, punish me. They're cucked. And you've got all the articles about the Great Reset. What happened to an academic freedom? Scientist fumes as Facebook flags COVID-19 study by a major medical journal saying masks do not protect you and give you viral pneumonia. That article is from RT. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here's the actual study. The American Spectator reported it. Landmark Danish study finds no significant effects for face mask wearers except for viral pneumonia. Oh. But again, you're not supposed to know that. Oh, and look at Trump. He's so evil. Trump attends his final G20 summit. Oh, it's final. No, he's the president, not Biden. It's all a fraud. Does not participate in pandemic preparedness session because he knows it's a global martial law fraud. He should have gone and exposed the whole damn thing. All right. Owen Schroyer, 2 minutes after I leave here, takes over on the audio and video streams and many radio stations. Owen is an amazing patriot. He is about to take over with Sunday Live. Please stay tuned to all our feeds and share them. Share them. Or roll over and die. Your action isn't just like a side thing. You're the steak. I'm the potatoes. You've got to share the link on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your email, on your instant message, on your text message. Do it now. The American Revolution is televised. We're fighting the globalist takeover. Are you helping? I know you are. God bless you. Owen Schroyer coming up. See you back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.